the anointing for breakthrough, the power for breakthrough is in your mouth. This idea of jumping from church to church, looking for solution, it is unscriptural. It is not the way of our God. The solution to your problem is in your mouth. The day you discover that, you will face the source of your power. This mouth that God gave us, Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak, what did he say? They are spirit and they are life. The psalmist said that we are gods. Why did he say so? Because we also have the attributes of God in us. Number one, God is a creator. But the type of creation that he did, by what did he create? He created by the power of the spoken word. Let there be. For that power of the mouth to be effective, it must be audible. Not in your heart. Say it. The increase of a man's lips, shall he be satisfied? Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing, with the increase. And Satan knows more about this than the kingdom children. That is why if Satan wants to attack any child of God, the first thing he does is to kill your prayer life. He said Peter was about breaking his fast when the vision broke forth for him to go to Joppa. That means they were living a life of fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. Daniel in Babylon was praying 3 times a day. Now watch it. Amen. There is a need that for this power that we have. Remember, we have it by a name. The name of the Lord Jesus. That's the only power that can recreate, rearrange, and restore. I said, before it will work for you, there must be a relationship you have with that God. If not, there are people that have gone to cast out devil, and those demons left and tormented them. Paul, I know. That Jesus, I know. But who are you? Can't you see? Any other thing you can do, you don't feel tired. But when it comes to prayer, 5 minutes after that, it's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. He said, His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. Sufficient for what? If you cannot pray, then you have no grace to pray. Because everything we do it by a grace. That you cannot pray long is evidence that you have no grace to pray. So you don't justify it. You fight it. Go for deliverance. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. I am untouchable. The reason you are untouchable is because you are doing something that is waving arrows away. And it is in your mouth. Know your weakness. The weakness, one number one weakness that believers have all over the world is weakness of prayer. You will soon discover that your life is just changing. You say you don't have favor. I have told you. I said, stand before the mirror. Call your name and prophesy. Say it regularly. Keep, let it be part of you before you go out. Say it before you go out. Say it. When you come back, look at yourself in the mirror. Point, call your name, then speak. Say it, rearrange your life by the words of your mouth. And when you plant a seed, continue to water it. Continue to water it. You are believing anything, we walk by faith, not by sight. He said it, and the tree looked at him, but I see nothing happen. But he knows the power he released, and he went his way. We are not moved by sight. We walk by faith. So every day, be thanking God because it is done. Every day, be thanking God because it is done. And anytime you give yourself a target, by the end of this month, I decree the name of Jesus. This will happen, and the month end, and it didn't happen, don't be discouraged. Begin to thank God, for all things work together for good. Begin to thank Him. Amen. And don't grumble. Don't ever grumble. Hallelujah.